in 2021, another astonishing quote from her, this year, next year, vaccine policy is economic policy.
Oh my God.
In 2019, there were multiple indicators that the financial system was entering crisis. That seems to have been really the financial context in which so much that's happened since must be understood. October 2020, the head of the IMF, Kristalina Georgieva, announced what she called a new Bretton Woods moment. Now, this is a really important phrase because what she's telling us there is that what is required is effectively the largest overhaul of the international financial architecture since the end of World War II. In 2021, another astonishing quote from her, this year, next year, vaccine policy is economic policy, and it is an even higher priority than the traditional tools of fiscal and monetary policy. Why? Because without it, we cannot turn the fate of the world economy around.
Oh my God.
Yeah. This to me is absolutely amazing, because why would the IMF chief be saying that the number one priority is not, it's nothing to do with the usual fiscal and monetary stuff. No, no. The number one priority from the point of view of the IMF is vaccine policy. So straight away, that shows you that there is a deep connection here between the whole vaccination agenda and what is going on in terms of international finance.
So the vaccine passports and the digital currency going together as a social credit system. I mean, that's an unbelievable statement there that you found, and so many people don't even know about it.